Nolte, Pro-Deportation Midterm Poll Highlights Corporate Media Impotence. By John Nolte on February 4, 2026. Over 60% of midterm voters support deporting all illegal immigrants. Signal specifically asked those who intend to vote in the midterm election if they support or oppose deporting those illegally in the United States back to their country of origin. That means deporting everyone here illegally, and 61% said yes. That 61% overall includes 64% of swing voters and 59% of independents. The pollster adds that the Democrat Party's position on defunding ICE and a potential shutdown over the issue is electorally devastating. Signal, the pollster, also said. Republicans have a slight deficit on the generic ballot though a positive position with swing voters. Voters responded negatively to Democrats' efforts around ICE in Congress by saying they'll punish them at the ballot box. This proves the strong contrast opportunity for Republicans on the issue of deportation, showing it's electorally beneficial to lean into the issue. All midterm voters move 6 points away from Democrats on the issue, handing the GOP a lead. Swing voters shift 16 points, further in the direction of Republicans. This is not just disappointing news for Democrats. It shows that the corporate media is losing its power to sway public opinion. Get a load of this. This Signal poll was conducted on January 27 and 28, which was at the height of the corporate media's lying outrage over federal agents shooting far-left agitator Alex Preti on January 24. The media coverage of the Preti shooting was nothing less than a coordinated 24/7 attack on President Trump, ICE, other federal immigration agents, and the very idea of mass deportations. The media also coordinated to turn Alex Preti into an innocent martyr guilty of nothing more than being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Video released later proved that a lie. An investigation into whether or not the shooting was justified is ongoing. There's even worse news for the media and Democrats. But I repeat myself, in the latest poll from the far-left Marquette University, a clear majority of 56% favor deporting all illegal aliens. This corresponds with two other recent polls, a recent Harvard Caps and Harris poll where 52% support deporting all illegal aliens, and a New York Times poll that showed 50% want the same. Granted, overall, these polls show Democrats in better shape for the midterms and that voters are beginning to hold Trump responsible for what they still see as a sluggish economy. So, my point here is not to claim that everything looks rosy for the GOP in the upcoming midterms. It doesn't. But the increasing irrelevance and impotence of the media to shift public opinion is worth noting. Using and siding with the Confederate state of Minnesota's creation of chaos around deportation, the corporate media have spent month after month throwing billions of dollars of propaganda against the idea of any deportations, and the public has not budged. That is an extraordinary and glorious failure. Decades of corporate media lies are finally coming home to roost. No one trusts, respects, or believes them anymore. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.